place. Cougars, a big win here tonight, improving to 18-8 on the season with a 4-2 win over the Memorial Cup host Kelowna Rockets. Pleased to be joined now up in the broadcast booth by Associate Coach Jim Playfair. And Coach, what a great win tonight. You know, you battled some adversity, I thought. You lose your captain early in the game, and, you know, you're down to 5D, and you find a way to get her done here tonight. And I guess just your thoughts from what you saw behind the bench here tonight.
Yeah, I think, first of all, Aldi, our goaltending was outstanding again. You know, I mean, he's, what can you say about Rav? He's certainly got to be on Team Canada's radar, and I think Carson Carrolls was right there with him. I thought he was outstanding again tonight. And easily the best game Corbin Vaughn's played for us as a Prince George Cougar. I think he did so many good things. He managed the puck. He moved pucks up and out of the zone. He had a different partner. It felt like every shift, and he did a really good, just a real mature game. But also when you back it up, I think the ownership agreeing to allow our travel schedule to play out the way it did deserves some credit tonight. I mean, we went on a two-game road trip down in the U.S. We came back. Got here late Sunday. They could have easily had us drive all the way back to Prince George and turn around and come down here yesterday and play the game today, and it would have been perfectly acceptable by the group. And I think they made the decision to allow us to come into Kelowna, have 2 days here to practice and let the guys have a little bit of downtime and refresh their batteries here in Kelowna. So I think there's a lot of credit to go around in the whole group. So, and then coming back into the game tonight, I thought, you're right, like losing Doomer, it gives those other kids a chance to play, and they can play more. And it's interesting, when they play where they have to play, they don't play as much maybe nervousness. They just go out and play because they know they're going to go back the next shift. And I thought that that Cahill and Big Johnny did a really good job, Dermot Johnson, and give those guys credit. That's a big step for them, and it's a hard building. It's a good team. Gimla's a top player in this league. He's going to be a top player in the NHL, and they kept him off the scoreboard. So I thought we did a real good job.
Yeah, well said. You mentioned Josh. I feel like we just continue to beat the same drum about him, and rightfully so, because every single night he plays great, it seems, and he did it again here tonight, and just so steady, Eddie, in there. It's so impressive that he does it so consistently, and I think you mentioned it. Like, he's got to be right in the mix to get this invite to Team Canada, but boy, what a night from him once again.
Yeah, I think when you really watch Josh from the time he came here in training camp and earned a job, he's gotten better as he's simplified his game. He's calmed his game down. I think he's just very methodical now. He's got some real good direction from San Jose, from Taylor Dakers on how to build a consistent game. And it looks like he can play a lot of games now in a row. It looks like he doesn't exhaust himself in there with maximum effort on different scenarios. He just has the ability to keep his movements in control and in check, and he just keeps it simple. And we've worked with our defensemen to spend more time near Josh at the net, get more under more sticks, get more people close to the slot, arrive in slot. We had a little videotape session yesterday on getting our first forward back to do a better job to support our defensemen and in the slot. And I think when you go back and look at the game, we probably had 8 or 10 of those examples where we did a really good job in front of him. So it's becoming a good balance, and it's near Christmas time, and it's supposed to be gelling together now at this time of year, and it's starting to. So it's good.
Yeah, your team playing so good really this whole season. I was talking to Mark before the game, and we were talking about the losses this season, and it seems like your group has just been in every single game that you've played so far this season. I feel like that's an example of a really good hockey team, and it's just impressive. It must be fun to watch from behind the bench to see what this group is capable of on a nightly basis.
Well, it certainly is first and foremost, they're really, really good people.
Yeah.
And they have a real ability to take information and apply it into the group. And I think that the games we've lost them in the last minute. We lost 2 or 3 minutes. Mark and I were talking the other day, actually on a TV timeout, and it's like, you know, we haven't come to a point yet where we just haven't played a good game for 45 or 50 minutes and we did not have a chance to win. We've been giving ourselves a chance to win, I think, just each and every night. And so when you get that mindset as a coaching staff, you got to lean into them a little bit more and challenge them a little bit more, because you know they're as close to some of them will ever be to being on a really good team. So you want to push them a little bit, and kind of you can't sit back and accept, you know, just let them think it's okay. Not to be, we do enjoy the wins, but when you're on a special team like this, you got to stay on the throttle. And I think they want that. They understand that. We've talked about that. And so in saying all that, we found a way to become consistent. And that's the fundamental key to winning streaks is being consistent.
Yeah, well said. Last one before I let you go. Again, Jim Playfair joining us here on the PG Office System post-game show. You mentioned both Corbin Vaughn and Carson Carls, and I just wanted to talk about the first period, right? You could totally tell there was a couple of players on Kelowna that were targeting Carson, trying to get under his skin, and I thought Corbin Vaughn put a quick end to that in the first period, and then obviously the game he played on top of that, but again, I just thought it was such a cool scenario, and it seemed like things started to slow down after that happened.
Yeah, we just mentioned to the referees, if they keep whacking at Carson and bumping him after the whistle, we're going to send our battleships after their canoes, and it's just not going to work out good. So Carson, or sorry, Vonner was the one that was kind of sending the message, and he told their bench, he told the refs, he told their players, and it's just got to be that way. And I think that's, you know, that's hey, and the other side of it, Carson's got to learn to handle it, have the discipline and handle that type of you know, pressure and type of challenges, because he's going to face that from now till he's done playing in professional hockey. So it's a good balance, and by no means is Carson not capable of taking care of himself. We were down to 5D. We couldn't have him rough. I was against him in the penalty box. So there was a good balance, and but again, it's how good teams function when players stick up for each other and stick together. And yet, you know, we're a better team when we stay out of the penalty box. And tonight we got a power play goal, obviously, and they didn't, you know, our penalty kill did a good job without Bauer Dumansky, which is a good growth for our group. And so, yeah, it was a good win, and now on to Victoria.
Yeah, well said, Jimmy. I appreciate the time as always, and congrats on a great win here tonight.
All right, thanks, Walt.
Jim Playfair, appreciate his time as always. We're going to take one more break when we return.